It's Wednesday, May 27th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is your daily coronavirus update. Hair salons and barbershops can now reopen in California. LA County will still have to wait a little longer, though. But while things have been shut down, there has been an underground world of haircuts. Barbers and stylists have made house calls under fear of potential penalties, and people have gotten freshened up under fear of potential shaming. Emily Guerin, reporter for KPCC and LAS.com, joins us for how people got their haircuts despite quarantine. Thanks for joining us, Emily.
No problem.
There's actually some good news right now in California. A lot of counties are starting to move into stage three of the governor's plan for reopening. And in particular, hair salons, barbershops can now start reopening. Although in Los Angeles County, we're not in that stage just yet, so there will be some time before that kind of reopens. But Emily, you wrote a piece about the fear of shaming and the need for people to make their living and this kind of underground world of haircuts, of people getting their haircuts, whether it be the people that need to get their haircuts or the barbers and cosmetologists and stylists that need to go out there and get some cuts done just to make a living and continue making some money. It's actually a very interesting story. So Emily, tell us a little bit about it. And if you have any new information about Governor Newsom's plans for reopening, feel free to fill us in.
So I started noticing a couple weeks ago, these barbershops on Lincoln Boulevard near where I live in the sort of Venice, Santa Monica area, they would be kind of covered with butcher paper, like the windows were taped up, but it seemed like there was someone inside. I saw once a couple sort of freshly shaven men walking out of one of them. And I was like, okay, like I think something's going on here. And then coincidentally, just a few days later, my hairstylist emailed and said he was making home visits and he had this sort of traveling kit and he had a whole plan to stay safe. And so I just started thinking like this must be happening everywhere. And I did a quick Craigslist search and quickly found a number of posts of stylists in Los Angeles who were either offering home visits or had sort of converted their own garages or living rooms into basically clandestine barbershops.
And I'm sure this is happening across the entire country. I know for myself specifically, I grew a beard during quarantine, so I need to get that fixed up by somebody.
Right.
My hair is going crazy. In the middle of this whole thing, I had my wife cut my hair. She did a great job, but it wasn't done by a professional. So I've been in this mode where I'm dying to go get a good shave and a good cut. But you know that this was going down. You can see it when people have that fresh cut and it's like, hey, where'd you get that? And they're like, I know a guy or something like that.
Well, what's interesting about that too is, you know, if you're a politician and you're routinely going on Zoom calls or Facebook Live to give these coronavirus updates, like people are scrutinizing them based on their appearance.
Oh, yeah.
So I was listening into a public meeting in Orange County where a woman who's a salon owner got up and she was just like, I'm a hairstylist. I can tell that a number of you have gotten our services in the past few weeks, yet you don't consider us essential enough to reopen. Kind of what's up with that? And one of the supervisors shot back, like, if you want a close up, you can tell that I have not had a haircut. Just come see me afterwards.
Yeah.
So there's definitely some risk of looking too groomed as a public official while salons are required to be closed.
And that was a big conversation, whether it was essential or not. And, you know, obviously in the industry, it requires one of the closest person-to-person contacts that you can imagine. Somebody is physically touching you while they're working on your hair and all that. So that was always a big part of the conversation and why public officials deemed them not essential and why they've been so late in the process to reopen. You spoke to a lot of people that had to cross the boundary and some people that needed work anyways. One person in particular, she was getting tested every week. She was posting screenshots of her results on Craigslist, and she even kind of created her own contact tracing network, at least getting the information of people in case she needed to notify somebody.
So she was an employee at a salon and she was furloughed in March and was mistakenly informed by her manager that she was not eligible for unemployment. So she went 6 or 8 weeks without any kind of money coming in. And during this time, she decided to place an ad on Craigslist and start cutting hair in her living room. She does mostly men's haircuts. And yeah, I mean, between clients, she sanitizes all of her tools. She vacuums and mops the floor. She wears a mask. She makes the clients wear a mask. She wears gloves. And her whole take was like, look, I didn't really have any other option. I wasn't getting any government aid. My rent is still due. Like, put yourself in my shoes. You know, what would you do if you were me?
there's another story that was kind of funny where I guess somebody was doing a home visit, but she had to wheel in the big hair dryer, you know, with the big
right. She was doing a blowout, like a Brazilian blowout.
Yeah, the big dome style hair dryer. Exactly.
She was a little bit more paranoid. I would say the first woman we just talked about, Carmel, she was kind of like, you know, I know that the State Board of Cosmetology would punish me if they knew, but like, really, what are my options? My hands are tied. Whereas this other stylist I spoke with felt much more anxious. She said she could have done a lot more home visits than she was doing, but she was just afraid of getting caught. And she's a salon owner, so maybe she felt like the consequences for her would be higher.
To my knowledge, there hasn't really been any enforcement of penalties. I guess the California Board of Barbering and Cosmetology had gotten about 651 complaints.
Yeah, that's right.
But I hadn't really seen anything as far as any type of punishments.
Well, and I asked the Los Angeles mayor, Eric Garcetti, about this, and he said that they would be hesitant to kind of resort to penalties right away. They'd rather try to educate people if they found out that they were doing these clandestine haircuts.
I'm sure, as I mentioned, at least in LA County, a few other counties, it will persist for a little bit. I think there's 47 out of the 58 California counties that have met these standards to start reopening. So LA will get there soon enough, I guess. But for now, there'll be some underground things. And, you know, it's just tough for people. Obviously, there was a lot of help coming from the government, but even a lot of these independent businesses couldn't get some money back. I know there was this one barbershop in Orange County. They applied for just $5,000 and they didn't get anything out of that. So yeah, it's tough for everybody.
I do think that's part of it. A lot of small business owners really struggled to access the federal government loans for small businesses, especially in the first few weeks. And some of them still haven't, or some have gotten the money, but aren't sure if they can convince employees to come back. Employees might still be afraid of coming to work and would prefer to stay home for safety reasons. So that's been challenging. What's interesting, though, is just recently I started hearing from a woman who owns a barbershop in Los Angeles, and she sent me this 6-point list, this plan she has of how she's going to reopen her salon and give like safe haircuts. And it's basically appointments only, everybody wearing masks, gloves, like disposable smocks on both the barber and the client, no washing hair, no blow drying hair, and then like full sanitizing between clients. So at least some salons are already thinking pretty hard about what they're going to have to do when they are eventually allowed to reopen.
Right. Yeah. It's going to be different everywhere you go, I'm assuming. Emily, just last thing, I saw that you have a new podcast that's coming out in July. Tell us a little bit about it.
Basically, it's called California City. It's about the town of California City, which is this sort of, you could say it's sort of a failed master plan community. And for the past 60 years, various developers have been sort of making this promise that if you buy land here, you'll get rich one day. It'll be worth something someday. And it just has not panned out. So it's sort of a story about kind of the dark side of this American dream.
And when does it come out?
It comes out on July 13th. And you can find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Perfect. Well, hopefully we can get you back on to talk a little bit more about it closer to launch. Emily Guerin, reporter for KPCC and LAS.com. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been your Daily Coronavirus Update. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.